Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. The Ultimate Promise Keeper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Abraham and his wife Sarah were waiting for God to keep a big promise. God had promised to give them a baby boy. He told Abraham this when Abraham was already 75 years old, and Sarah was 65. Now Abraham was 99, and Sarah was 89, and they still didn't have a baby. That's 24 years of waiting. Can you imagine waiting that long? Do you think they wondered, did God forget? Nope, God didn't forget. But he knew Abraham and Sarah needed to be reminded. So God came and told them, in 1 year, Sarah will have a baby boy. He even said it again, just to make sure they knew he meant it. And guess what? 1 year later, just like God said, they had a baby boy. Even though they were super old, God kept his promise. Because that's what God does. He always keeps his promises. God makes promises to you too. He promises to forgive you when you sin. He promises to take care of you. He promises to be with you everywhere you go. And he promises to make everything turn out for your good. You can trust those promises because God keeps his promises, always. But sometimes it's hard to trust, right? Like when you're feeling really bad about something, or when you're sick, or when life is just hard. That's when God gives you a reminder, just like he did for Abraham and Sarah. He talks to you. Now, God probably won't show up at your house and talk out loud like he did back then. But God does talk to you through his word, the Bible. When you hear God's word at church, at home, or at school, that's God reminding you that his promises are still true. When your parents, pastors, or teachers talk about Jesus, that's God saying, I'm still here, and I keep my promises, always. Because that's who God is, the ultimate promise keeper. We pray to God. Heavenly Father, thank you for always keeping your promises. Help me trust them every day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.